tonight is Nicole.
Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, very professional, very official. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Professionalism, good. Tonight, we are, speaking of professionalism, we're doing a very professional film. It is Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, the film. Concert film. We've never reviewed a concert film before, I don't think, have we? I've only seen a couple. Have you? How many of you?
I don't think I've even seen any, no.
You haven't seen any? You haven't seen any of the old famous ones? There's, I don't even know. There's like old Beatles ones that are famous. Rush.
Some Woodstock pieces.
Did you watch, what was the one? The Black Woodstock one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty much a concert film. I mean, kinda.
Didn't they have Talking Heads in there?
Oh, did they? You're right, they did. This is just pure concert. I guess it's not really the same thing.
Yeah, this is like, this is just like filming the show. It's not talking about a previously filmed activity.
Right, it's not a mix of documentary and found concert footage. It's a contemporary shot on purpose like this. Like, shot like a music video kind of concert. This is what the Eras Tour is. The cultural phenomenon continues as pop icon Taylor Swift performs hit songs in a once-in-a-lifetime concert experience. Includes three songs from the tour not shown in theaters, Long Live, The Archer, and Wildest Dreams. Okay, well, pretty sure Wildest Dreams is in there. Anyway. Oh, didn't they play Wildest Dreams twice? Is that what it was?
I think one's the acoustic.
That's what it was. It must have been the added acoustic set there they're referring to here. It's got a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes with the critics, 98 with the audience, 83 Metacritic, 8.1 IMDb. Pretty much universally loved, acclaimed. It was in theaters, and there was a bunch of people. It was on our biggest screens, and like little girls, I could hear them in other screenings from there. And
my colleague today said he was at another movie during the time it was out, and that's all he could hear during the movie was the other theater.
The other theater, yeah. So this was a common complaint. Now it's like, I was, you know, curious. This isn't anything I would usually see. I don't really going to see a concert film, but this is a pretty phenomenon level thing. Can you think of a contemporary at this level?
I can't think of anything this huge besides like Elvis or the Beatles, honestly. Like, I can't think of anything in the common the current times. I don't know how big Madonna was. I can't imagine it was this level.
I'd say you think this is bigger than Madonna definitively in your view?
100%. But I also think that it has to do with the amount of social media and just current events, like things that people can grab onto much easier than having to scope out things that they aren't there to see. Like, we can watch this in our living room, but in the 80s, if you didn't get to go to a Madonna concert, like, you didn't get to see it. You didn't get to be a part of that. So I think this is just has a grander scale. Like, is that, you can't beat that.
Maybe Michael Jackson? You think maybe Michael Jackson is up there?
I don't, only because I know he had some super fans, but I wasn't around in the scope of time where he was as huge as he was, but I don't think that it is. I know he's got fans, but I can't imagine. He was more active in the media for other reasons, and I don't think that it was unfortunately attributed to his talent and his music for as long as it was. It could have been, but I just think that hers is solely like socialite, actress, singer, like perfection. And hopefully for her, as time goes on, she doesn't have anything that could alter that for her, and she can continue this rocket. So I can't really think of anybody else that's at this level or was at this level. And if I'm wrong, it's just not sticking with me, but
those are the ones that came up to mind. You said Elvis, Beatles. I was like, and then I was trying to think of females, so I always thought of Madonna. And Michael Jackson came to mind, but yeah, I mean, it, undeniably one of the largest of the 21st century. I think I'm pretty comfortable with that, I would say.
I mean, if you think about, like, right now, the huge thing for the past half year has been Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship and everything. And if you think back to the relationships of Madonna or the relationships that Michael Jackson were in, like, yeah, those were famous for the time, but I don't think that many people, even our age, could think or know who those people are, unfortunately. Like, it's just not standing the test of time, where I think
it's too long ago. Well, I wonder if people will still care about this in 20 years. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, I wonder, because, you know, if he goes away in retirement or anything like that, and he's not in the limelight like she is it going to be this way?
If you have any interest in seeing the Eras Tour, it is on, where do we see this? Disney Plus, right? Disney Plus is where this is streaming. Yep. And I don't believe it's in theaters anymore. But I would say spoilers here, but there's not really anything to spoil in a concert film. I mean, there's drama in it. There's things that you can see in it. So if you don't want to know we'll talk about set pieces and stuff in it probably. So if you don't want to know literally anything, I guess go watch the thing now. But, you know, spoilers here. So the film is just a cinematic rendering of the tour. It's the sixth concert, I think, that they did in the tour. And it's representing 10 acts, eras. Those are the eras. And has performances from most of the songs on the tour set list are from those. And it's got, what's the runtime on this? I think it's just under 3 hours, but you can tell that it's cut with intermissions and things to condense what was probably, I imagine, a 4 or 5 hour show.
I think it's longer than that.
Yeah, it had to have been. It had to. There's parts where there's cuts. Sometimes there isn't. Sometimes she keeps going. Like, I will say one thing. This is a relentless performance. But yeah, she goes. You watch her perform. She tells some storytelling. There's a bunch of little skits with, like, couples and some girls hanging out skits, some work skits, and all. And then she tells little stories. And then most of it is her dance and singing performance. So there you go, Eras Tour. Nicole. Oh, ends of the acoustic set too. Ends of the additional acoustic set, which I don't know when. When that was, if that was filmed after or during the thing, or I don't know when in the filming that fell. But
did it feel like an encore to you, or did it feel like it was from in the middle of the show?
I'm now thinking back and thinking maybe it probably was pulled from maybe not the middle of the show, but maybe like a pre-show or way later. I don't know. I'm starting to think now that there was time between then and the rest of the show, but I can't really tell. But regardless, what did you think overall of Eras Tour?
Well, I feel like something like this is really a large undertaking to discuss and think about, regardless of your level of caring about it. It's definitely something to, it's a sight to behold. Like, it's just amazing to me that we are here with this. Like, just a quick backstory of how I feel about this person.
Yes. I guess we haven't really talked at all how...
No.
We've talked none of... And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to her songs on the radio. It wasn't anything for me like an infatuation that it's become, and an obsession that a lot of people have. And we've seen stories like that before. That unfortunately haven't been the best thing for the performer that these other people were obsessed with. And not to be cryptic about that, but, like, you know, that level of obsession from people, mm-hmm, has cost lives of a lot of people. And I worry for her. I'm only imagine how she feels being this mega star. but I'm sure she's got quite a bit of security and stuff. So anyway, I ran off a tangent there, but I listened to, I just got in my own head thinking, holy shit, like.
That's what you would be worried about if you were this famous as ever, that someone's going to hurt me because too many people know who I am.
Well, I mean, there's so many stories from the past 20 years of celebrities with stalkers and psychopaths, and there's two or three I can think of off the top of my head, Selena and Christina Grimmie, and they were killed by fans or someone very close to them, and that's like, that's so scary. I can't imagine being in that position, but
yeah.
She's gotten to that mega status where I can only imagine the level of security that she has. But anyway, I know. That was just, I was going in my own head. I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy.
Well, but you gotta think worse for, like, the pop stars who are just beneath her, who still have stalker fans, but don't have the level of security. Those are the ones who are, the mid-level pop stars, we don't protect them. The C-level pop stars, we gotta, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I mean, yeah. But, yeah, listen to her on the radio.
That's the real underserved class in America is mid-level pop
the
stars.
The B-levels.
Yeah.
Celebrities.
Really discriminated against. Yeah.
I don't have a complete knowledge of her catalog. I don't know what albums came out before the others. And I just remember her starting out as more of a country singer and moving into this pop world. But, you know, it's kind of grown on me a little bit. I will be honest. I never really listened to her, like, choosing it myself. But I've caught myself recently putting on the Pandora station just to hear what's all the hullabaloo. Like, why is everyone so obsessed with this? And
sounding real young and hip. What's all the hullabaloo with the Taylor Swift?
But I can understand it. I can totally understand how this could capture people's attention and how she can capture people's attention. She's just in my opinion, I think she's a very wholesome person. I think that she's so brilliant in what she's done. I know that she's gone through a lot of stuff personally, and being that type of megastar, it's going to be aired out for everyone to know, so I'm sure that's difficult, but she holds herself together and she doesn't let people walk all over her, so I do commend her for that. She was born near where kind of I grew up, in the sense of the country. She was probably lived an hour away from me until they moved to Tennessee. So that's always the thing that people like to say in the Philadelphia area. Cause I don't know if anyone recalls when she said, I'm from Philadelphia, and she's not, she's from a town about an hour and change away from Philadelphia. So everyone was in an uproar when she said that.
To be fair, when we go internationally, we say we're from Philadelphia. Like it all depends on where you are.
But we can fact check her, and people can't fact check us. So
it all, like, she's playing to an international audience though. Like, it's like, if you're around here, no, we wouldn't say we were from Philadelphia, because people around here know that. But, like, if you were playing to, she's got to talk to everybody. You're not going to say you're from, where is she from, Allentown or something? Like,
she's from Reading.
She's not, like, I'm from Reading. Like, people know what that is. Like, just say Philadelphia. But everyone knows what Rocky is, or Ben Franklin, right. You know.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, I really respect her. I respect her, her business practices, and I think that she's really come a long way. I mean, the one thing that sticks out in my mind the most recently is her revamping all those songs that she no longer had the rights to, and took it over and said, nope, those are mine, and I'm gonna do them again, and you can't do anything to stop me. And that's just like the girl power needed at this stage in the 21st century. And I just think that that's really awesome of her to use her celebrity to do things like that. So, I don't have a problem with her. I know a lot of people do. I'm curious to hear from other people why they don't like her. Maybe it's just because they're jealous. I'm curious
why people don't like her. I can only imagine the only reason you wouldn't like her is because you're
insecure. Her political stance? I don't know.
I guess just because you're insecure about your own standing in the world is the only thing yeah. I can imagine is you don't like people who are really good at things and seem to be yeah. doing fine and don't. People like it when people who are famous have problems because they want to. They just it's an insecurity thing. But I can't imagine any secure person would find her generally distasteful. She seems great.
She, yeah, I mean, she has become more so of an advocate for pressing issues, and she definitely does have a political stance, and she makes that clear not only in her music but just in conversation and what she does. So I imagine that's who the people are that don't agree with her that have something to say about it. But if you just take a step back and look at her as a businesswoman and as talent, There's nothing to say bad.
She seems how much of it's manufactured, I don't know, but she seems aggressively authentic and normal, and I think that's just her universal appeal, is how just relatable she feels. She just feels like a person up there. But having said that, I'm watching this thing, and the most impressive thing about the filmmaking aspect of it is that it does a really good job of, by the end of the show, I'm sitting there, she's done this 150 times or whatever. I'm like, this is crazy. This is so, and I'm just like, I'm sure there's a bunch of cuts and stuff. And I'm like, I know bands tour and do crazy things, but this is crazy. She's like, she's in a stadium on the center of all these eyes all the time, constantly, every second of her life. And then she goes and does this elaborate, and you're watching, I'm like, she has to memorize, not just, she has her songs and skits and dances with everybody, and everyone is, all of her performers are really good, like everyone's like if people are messing up, I'm sure it's little stuff that they notice and not stuff the common person would notice. And the filmmaking is slick and moves it, like keeps, like, you know, you don't want to, we are trying to do a film review show to some degree, like I like the, there's some good camera spinning around following you, making, you know, there is technique to making you watch this and feel like the energy going through. It's really well done. It's a really well done concert film, and it's such an impressive production.
It really is. I mean, just I the stamina, like
the stamina.
We watched the stamina of this one recording of the 3.5 hour tour or a concert. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know how many they were. I'll say 150 as well. But like 150 4 hour concerts of constant movement and production. It's a show.
152 shows across 5 continents. So
that's unbelievable.
Over like and a she year would do and them change. Like yeah.
She would do them like days in a row. Like, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's like can you imagine traveling 5 continents for a year straight? Now imagine traveling 5 continents, putting on a show for half the days, like,
and
this.
And doing all this other shit that she's
just
doing.
What, like, that's a crazy thing, and, like, that's just a wild, and by all accounts, it's like you said, like, all these songs are called, like, the Taylor version, or whatever it is, and that's because she, repurchased rights from the studio, because she disagreed with her distributor, or something like that. I don't know the details.
No, the her agent was like a sexually predator or something.
Okay. Well, I got that wrong. So she's, are you sure? I don't want to give out wrong information on her.
I'm pretty sure that he was been accused before.
So she takes back, she wins, and she gets, and all the, like takes back literally all like the power, makes an obscene amount of money from all this. And I'm up there and I'm watching it. And I'm like, yeah, she fucking earned all, like, when people are like, oh, really, she's a 100 millionaire, billionaire, whatever, making them, like, she works thousands of times harder than a regular person, tens of thousands, she absolutely is tens of thousands of her average. I look around and see regular people every day, and she is worth many, many more of them in the talent and entertainment department. It is just undeniable, and the work ethic, the discipline to do that.
As much as I have read on it, like, I have not read a lot on this. The little that I have read on this, I'm pretty sure that she coordinated the sales of her tickets for when it went to theaters, and she set the pricing. She set the contract with AMC to distribute this, and I think she had like rules in place of what she wanted. You know, I'm just briefly reading through this as we're talking, and like she, all of this stuff has her hands in the pot, which is just so incredible because you could so easily just give that to somebody else to do.
That's what
just
part of it. So do it. Part of it so impressive is that she seems to be this big star that also, like, she's not just the face of it. She has the a brain and hand in it. Like, it's, she's not like she crafts her own story with it. You think some other pop stars are, you know, they're just the face of the operation. They're manufactured. They don't write or produce or deal any of their own things. You know?
Well, this is what it says here that, you know, she served as the distribution and financing like manager of this, and the what I was alluding to earlier is that there were like fixed ticket pricing. She wasn't allowing people to use their loyalty programs for the theaters and stuff because she didn't want the money to go to the theaters because it didn't. Why? She's doing this all herself.
A bunch of theaters also movies got pushed, like the producers pushed their movies, other movies that were supposed to be released that same week. They pushed because Eras Tour was coming out in theaters. They just didn't want to compete.
It's crazy.
And they shouldn't, what did this movie make? This
made her, this whole ordeal made her well over a billionaire, and I'm not sure what percentage of that came from the ticket sales and all, but the concert series itself, I know, pushed her over $1 billion.
Box office at $261.7 million. So that's a nice little chunk of change on what it says. It's $10 to $20 million budget. I mean, you know, you triple that for ad, but still, this is a square, another moneymaker in an already money-making couple of years. Really, that's the thing. I remember listening, not like actively listening, but like I've never really cared. I've actually liked her stuff more recently. This most recent album is what I've looked at, like whatever is the most recent couple of songs. I've kind of liked that the most of like her sound. I like that one, the "Look What You Made Me Do," that one part. You know that I like that one. But other than that, the rest of it's like, it's fine. Like, it's just like, it's fine. It's not really my style, but it's like, it's not, it's, you know, I know you really like, what is it, the writing in a lot of them.
I like the writing. I mean, I think they're kind of mushy. I think they're kind of more young teen driven, but I'm not offended by anything.
No, I'm not trying to show you appreciated the.
Oh, I mean, I know the songs. They're just the thing that I'm impressed with the most about the movie itself is that she took into account that it's being filmed, and she broke the fourth wall, and she made it a non in person audience spectacle. Like, she cared about everyone watching it. So whether you were there in the crowd or you were going to watch it later on, essentially you feel like you're there with her, and she realized that. It sounds so corny, but like when you're a younger person and you couldn't go and you didn't have the funds, which obviously we all know how fucking expensive this concert was, but she just made it feel more welcoming. Like, it's not just filming a concert. She made a play out of it. Like, there's so many different.
I was going to ask you if you had a favorite one of the sketches, because they had some pretty elaborate ones, some of them.
Yeah, they did. I'm bad. I don't remember all the different eras, but I love the snake one. That was probably my favorite one. I think that she, you know, was starting to come into her own, and she's like, yeah, I'm a badass and nobody thinks that I am one, but I am, like, look at me. And you know, she just looked so amazing there. But I like that one. Some of the stuff was kind of like boring. I don't know, like the little fairy home and all that. I didn't care for that too much.
Fairy home.
Yeah. Where she's like, I just want to be a cat woman in the woods. And that's her stick. Like, that's what people...
I know, there's like a cottage core part of her crowd that really likes
that. Yeah, 100%.
But she goes across all types. That's what they, that's why the point of, like, she has... Even make fun of it, or not, I don't know if make fun of it is the right word. They point it out in that commercial she's in where she gets in the elevator. It's all of the versions of her. It's like a hotel.
Oh yeah, something or like yeah,
that. Yeah. That's like part of the point is that like she was like a twee country teeny bopper kind of thing, and then she's gone through eras, you know.
But yeah, I mean it was a piece of art. It was a piece of theater. You know, I really, like I said, I enjoyed that she made it feel like it was on purpose, and she wasn't just creating a cash grab for anyone and their mother to watch it. She actually
a lot of work. This
looked
this
in oozed. The camera, and yeah, she this was clear oozed work. and they really did a good job with the cuts and the breaks, and we didn't feel that at home. Like that's just it was a really good 3-hour musical.
That's the two you runtime on these kind of things. Anything you don't like runtime. You did
well,
not.
Yeah, but I like music and I like singing, and that is easier for me to watch than something that's just dark and quiet or suspenseful. Like this has to keep your engagement if you like it, you know?
It's true. Yeah, you were. That's what I'm saying. You were more engaged in this in most hour and a half movies, like let alone 3-hour movies, and willing to watch again. Not willing, just willing, but wanting to.
Did you know that the little girl that she gave the hat to at the one scene was Kobe Bryant's daughter?
Oh, I did not know that.
Me either. I just read that.
I figured it was just some Make-A-Wish kid. I had absolutely no
idea. Oh, my God.
Well, I figured. I was like, okay, they probably do one a night. They have that town or city, you know, metropolitan areas, Make-A-Wish kid, and they get to do... I'm sure every city's got a kid who wants to see Taylor Swift at a thing, and like, all right. You get to do the big thing, and she made it a good little moment for the kid. I'm sure.
8 movies changed their dates.
8 movies. She moved. That's a she is a. You have to calculate for her. That's crazy. Like, can you imagine any? That's really a telling thing. You can't really imagine another artist releasing a concert film, and you know, production companies changing release dates around that. That's not.
Well, that's a good point, actually, to bring up is the discussion into the comparison of Taylor Swift and Beyonce. You know, Beyonce had her Renaissance tour at the same exact time as the Eras tour. And in my opinion, just based on what I've seen while I'm scrolling or just heard about, I have not heard anything about the Renaissance tour.
Not as significant, smaller turnout.
I don't know. But I mean, Beyonce's getting older. She's getting up there. I don't know. She's trying to find a way to stand her ground too, so
she was in some commercial, wasn't she?
She's in a couple more things in a commercial, but yeah.
I know, for some reason commercials stick out to me recently. I don't know what it is. It's something about it's telling of something. I don't know. They've been sticking out. Snakes is good. Well, would you recommend the Eras Tour, Nicole?
Oh, I definitely would. Yeah, I think it's beautifully made, and I think this is a huge, if not the biggest, piece of pop culture history right now, and I say history because it has broken records, and I don't think that the records it's making will be broken by anything, so, you know, that's pretty amazing. You know, I just was reading through this again, and Guinness World Records has this as the highest grossing performance or concert film in history, and I don't think we'll get one that's going to beat that. So, definitely something to look at and see what all the hype is about and what this young woman's doing. She's 34 years old, and you know, there's some singers now that are into their 60s and 70s that are still fighting for their lives out there. So she's got a lot of time to keep doing this, and hopefully I'm crossing my fingers for her that she continues in the path that she's in, and nothing happens.
I know to her. How horrible would it be if she was if she just had a meltdown and then everyone didn't laugh? Wouldn't that just
be had a Britney moment?
Yeah, wouldn't that just be a morale killer? Like, would like everyone would be like, oh man, like, you know?
Yeah, like you always have to think when someone gets this big, what is gonna be the scandal, like,
yeah,
right?
Like, I don't like that. I don't like that.
What's gonna take this person down? Like,
I want to just have nice things. Happen. Yeah, why can't we just have nice things?
Because that's the world. That's life.
No, we don't have to do it. Well, I recommend the Eras Tour. It's a good concert film. I was actually solidly engaged. I really, while watching it, and like two hour mark, I'm like, she's still like smiling and like she doesn't seem tired. Like she seems fine. She seems
her hair got a little wavy.
But I was like, you could tell me this was the second or third song that like, and other than the hair, I really would like, she seems, and that, I'm just like, she must sleep like 4 hours a night. That she'll just be one of those kind of people who just goes and goes all the time. Like, oh my goodness. It's just, it's impressive. And I'm glad that she's using her powers for good. So
I like this last line of the Wikipedia page I'm on. It says, whoever wrote this piece said, it infuriates male critics by not looking like a sex pot. And that is so true to her. Like, yeah, she's a sexy woman, but she's not running around with boobies out. And I know a lot of people feel some type of way about that.
No, I never even thought about that. I just thought standardly like a typically attractive,
she's
famous
very
person.
Classy. Yeah, she's a very classy person, and she also, again, sorry, I know we're going long, but
no, we're only at 31. We're pretty short.
Sticking to her political stances, and I mean, she's not walking out like Macy Gray with her Bush did 9/11 robe on, but she's got things to say, and she's not afraid to, so she'll add little digs in here and there, and she's very cryptic in the best way. So I like that too, and
that's relatable. People like that, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that she just looked really beautiful, and her costuming was beautiful, and it really told the story. And one other thing that we forgot to mention, mm-hmm. that I saw on social media somewhere, if anyone hasn't picked up on it, and I'm sure this is old news by now, but if you look on Disney Plus as you're scrolling if you look on Disney Plus as you're scrolling through the guide of things to watch, if you look at
title? What are you trying to say?
The groupings.
Oh, categories.
Thank you. If you're looking at the categories of movies or whatever you want to watch, they have them listed out in eras based on the eras of Taylor Swift, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, there's the 1989 one, which is her year, birth year, album, whatever, and then so it's all the movies that came out in 1989, and then there's like a...
Yeah, they had Red. Yeah, Red. Disney version was all red color.
And Turning Red, and like...
Movie title exactly, cards, and yeah. It was just... It's a nice little touch from a billion-dollar... conglomerate that said, hey, we'll get in on this.
I said their business is magic, and even though everyone's become cynical and they're the billion-dollar Prince money factory, you know, it just, it's nice when they do something. It's nice when you go look at something, you're like, well, they thought about that.
Someone cared.
That's how it's, I don't care if you take my money. I just want to show that you're doing something with it, that you put a fucking thought into it, and like, oh, look at that. Right. That's really what I want. I want to see effort. That's all we want to see is effort. And this,
if someone made $100,000 a year thinking of that, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah, just you know, be entertaining with it. Just go dance for me, all right? And that's the Eras Tour. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour on Disney Plus is where you can stream it. And that's gonna do it for this one. I know we haven't done Dune Part 2, and I don't think we're gonna do a full Dune Part 2, because frankly, no one other than me saw Dune Part 2, so I'm going to save it for the catch-up next time we do the catch-up, and I'll give my extensive thoughts then. General is, I recommend Dune Part 2. Go see that in case. You don't need me to tell you that. I'm not going to give my full thoughts here, but... and then other things we got coming up. I think we're catching up on a 2023 film, Mama Kay and I are. And then there's a couple of theater movies, but I don't know which ones we're doing yet, so... we'll wait. In the meantime, if you want to recommend things to us, I think we're going to do a listener suggestion coming up, or I think we're going to do bottoms. That'll be in a few listener suggestions from a couple people. I think that's streaming. Films with the Women of My Life on Facebook. Reach out to me on Instagram. I'm Brennan_podhost. And you can email the show, filmswiththewomen@gmail.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search Films with the Women in My Life. All right. Thank you for being on Taylor Swift the Eras Tour.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Till next time, this is Brennan signing off, saying thanks for listening and enjoy.
Thanks for listening to Films with the Women in My Life. If you enjoyed being a listener in our life, please rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. Keep up with the latest from the show on Instagram at Brennan_podhost, on Facebook at Films with the Women in My Life, and on Twitter at FilmsWomenPod. Finally, you can email the show with questions and suggestions at filmswiththewomen@gmail.com. Original music for the show was created by Ian Burke and Chris Iwanek. Original artwork created by Nicole D'Alessio. This show is produced by Brennan Snyder. Thank you again for listening, and enjoy your movies.